ever catch yourself just doodling away? I mean, we've all been there, right? Mindlessly, it seems like, just kind of zoning out and sketching whatever comes to mind.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
But what if I told you that those doodles, those mindless scribbles, might actually be holding the key to unlocking some like next level brain power?
Right.
We're diving deep into the world of doodling today, but this isn't just about like, you know, cute little drawings in the margins. This is about the science and maybe even the art of doodling.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm excited to dig into this.
I'm so glad you're here to like geek out on this with me, because I've always been fascinated by this. Like, I remember in school, you know, those kids who could just doodle effortlessly. And I always wondered, what is going on in their brains? Are they even paying attention?
Like the geniuses. What's happening?
Exactly. So let's like unpack this a little bit. What is actually happening in our brains when we doodle?
Well, you know, there's this thing called the default mode network. Have you heard of that?
It does sound kind of familiar. Yeah.
Yeah. It's this network in our brains that basically kicks in when our minds are kind of like at rest, you know, daydreaming maybe, or just sort of letting our thoughts wander.
Oh, yeah, like in the shower or something.
Exactly. And those are actually some of the times when we tend to have our best ideas, right? Like when we're relaxed and not trying so hard to force it.
Totally. Like I get my best ideas when I'm like out for a run or something.
Right. It's like when we let our guard down, our brains can actually make these amazing connections.
Huh. Interesting. So how does doodling play into this default mode network thing?
Well, studies have shown that doodling, even when you're trying to focus on something else, like listening to a lecture or a presentation, it can actually activate this default mode network.
Get that out. Really?
Yeah. It's like it gives your brain this little back door to that relaxed state where you can make those unexpected connections. And that's where creativity comes from, those aha moments.
I am seeing the light here. I actually used to doodle all over my notes in high school, and I swear it helped me remember things better.
Absolutely. There's actually a scientific basis for that. Doodling engages different parts of the brain. It's not just about being artistic. It can help with memory focus, even problem solving.
Wow. My high school teachers would be shocked. They always told me to stop doodling.
They were missing out. Yeah. And, you know, it's not just about the brain boost either. Doodling also has this amazing ability to tap into our parasympathetic nervous system. That's the part that helps us relax, de-stress.
Oh, yeah, like chill out.
Exactly. So not only can doodling spark creativity, it can also reduce anxiety and just help us feel more balanced.
Sign me up. Where do I get started? But seriously, though, are there like different types of doodling?
There are. It's actually pretty amazing how many different forms and styles of doodling there are out there.
Really? Because when I think of doodling, I just think like stick figures and, you know, random shapes.
Well, those are definitely part of it. But you've also got things like Zentangles. Have you heard of those?
Zentangles. Vaguely. Is that like the geometric patterns and stuff?
Exactly. They're these really intricate patterns that you create by repeating simple shapes. Mm-hmm. And they can be incredibly meditative to make.
Oh, I could see that. Like getting lost in the pattern.
Yeah. It's like a form of active meditation.
Huh. That's pretty cool. I'm going to have to look that up. What about if you're not really into the whole like geometric thing?
Totally. There are tons of other options.
Yeah.
Some people love doing character doodles, you know, like little creatures or whimsical figures.
Oh, yeah. Like those would be fun to doodle.
Right. It's a great way to tap into your imagination, your emotions. And then there's doodle lettering, which is basically like drawing letters instead of just writing them.
Oh, right. Like fancy calligraphy kind of stuff.
Yeah, exactly. It's a really fun way to make your notes more visually appealing or even create your own unique font.
Okay. I am totally inspired now. But I have to admit, I'm not exactly the most artistic person.
You know what? That doesn't matter at all. Honestly, the most important thing with doodling is to just let go of any judgment.
Easier said than done.
Yeah.
But I hear you. Seriously. There's no right or wrong way to doodle. Just grab a pen or a pencil, whatever you have on hand, and just start making marks on paper.
So I shouldn't worry about, like, making it look good?
Nope. Fact, sometimes the best doodles are the ones that are just totally random and spontaneous. It's about the process, not the product.
I like that. The process, not the product.
Yeah.
Okay, so no judgment, just start doodling. Got it.
Exactly. And don't be afraid to experiment either. Try different pens, pencils, markers, crayons, whatever strikes your fancy. You can even doodle digitally if that's more your thing.
Right. There are some cool apps out there for that now.
Oh, yeah. Procreate is a really popular one. It's amazing what you can create with these tools.
So we've talked about how doodling can boost our creativity.
Right.
Help us relax, maybe even uncover hidden artistic talents.
Right.
But it's also becoming increasingly popular in other areas of life, too, right? Mm-hmm. Like in schools and workplaces.
Absolutely. We're seeing a real shift towards incorporating visual elements into learning and work environments.
Yeah. I've actually seen some cool things about that, like visual note-taking. Exactly. It's a really powerful tool because it helps people engage with information on a deeper level. You're not just listening or reading. You're also creating visual representations of the information, which helps with memory retention.
Right. Because our brains process visual information differently.
Exactly. Plus, it makes note-taking way more fun and engaging. Hmm. And in the workplace, think about presentations or meetings. People are more likely to pay attention if there are interesting visuals to look at.
Right. And if they're doodling along, maybe it'll help them remember the information better.
Exactly. It's a win-win situation.
Totally. I'm also really intrigued by the whole idea of doodle therapy. I've heard that doodling can be a really helpful tool for processing emotions and coping with stress.
Absolutely. It's a form of art therapy that can be really beneficial for people of all ages. It's a safe and non-judgmental way to express yourself, explore your emotions, and work through things.
It sounds super therapeutic.
It really can be. And the best part is you don't need any artistic skills to benefit from it. Just grab some art supplies and let your intuition guide you.
This has been so fascinating. I'm like seriously blown away by the power of doodling. Who knew that something so simple could have such a profound impact on our brains, our well-being, even our work?
Right. It's amazing. And I think we've only just begun to scratch the surface of what doodling can do.
I totally agree. I think the future of doodling is wide open, especially with technology constantly evolving. It's exciting to think about all the creative ways that people will use doodling in the years to come.
I'm excited to see it.
Me too. So the next time you find yourself doodling, don't dismiss it as a silly distraction. Embrace those lines, those shapes, those random scribbles as a glimpse into your own incredible mind.
Absolutely. Doodling is for everyone.
I love that. It's a reminder that creativity is within reach for all of us. We just have to be open to exploring it.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
So grab a pen, a napkin, or whatever you've got, and just doodle away. You never know what you might discover.